ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमम् देवं सरस्वतीं व्यासम् Reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 43, Text 1. Usually read the introduction to the chapter, or... Okay, I'll just... Krishna kills the elephant Guvalyapida. This chapter tells how Lord Krishna killed the lordly elephant Guvalyapida, how Krishna and Balaram entered the wrestling arena, and what Krishna said to the wrestler Chanura. After finishing their early morning rituals, Krishna and Balaram heard kettle drums heralding the start of the wrestling match, and they went to see the festivities. At the gate of the wrestling arena, they encountered an elephant called Guvalyapida, who attacked Krishna at the urging of his keeper. The mighty elephant grabbed at Krishna with his trunk, but the Lord struck back and then disappeared from the beast's sight among his legs. Enraged at not being able to see Krishna, Guvalyapida sought him out with his sense of smell and seized him. But the Lord pulled loose. In this way, Krishna teased and tormented Guvalyapida, finally yanking out one of his tusks and beating him with his keepers to death. Sprinkled with the elephant's blood and carrying one of the tusks on his shoulder as a weapon, Lord Krishna appeared unprecedentedly beautiful as he entered the wrestling arena. There, the various classes of people saw him in different ways, according to their specific relationship with him. When King Kamsa heard how Krishna and Balaram had killed Guvalyapida, he realized they were invincible and became filled with anxiety. The members of the audience, on the other hand, became joyful as they reminded one another about the Lord's amazing pastimes. The people declared that Krishna and Balaram must be two expansions of the Supreme Lord Narayan, who had descended into the house of Vasudeva. Chanura then stepped forward and challenged Krishna and Balaram to wrestle, saying King Kamsa wished to see such a match. Krishna replied, "Although we are merely nomadic forest folk, we are nonetheless subjects of the king. Thus, we will not hesitate to please him with an exhibition of wrestling." As soon as Chanura heard this, he suggested that Krishna should wrestle him, and that Balaram should wrestle Mushtika. Reading from text 1. Shishukuvacha Ata Krishnasta Ramascha Krita Shucho Parantapa Mala Dundu Binirgosha Shutva Drastum Upeyatu Shishukuvacha Ata Krishnasta Ramascha Krita Shucho Parantapa Mala Dundu Binirgosham Shutva Drastum Upeyata. End. Rama Balaram Cha also Krita having carried out Shucho purification Paramtapa O chastiser of enemies Mala of the wrestling match. Dundubi of the kettle drums. Nirgosham. The resounding vibration. Shrutva. Hearing. Drastum. To see. Upeyataha. Though they approached. Translation and purport. By dependence of His Divine Grace, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Shukadeva Goswami said, O chastiser of enemies, Krishna and Balaram, having executed all necessary purification, then heard the kettle drums resounding at the wrestling arena. And they went there to see what was happening. Please repeat. Shukadeva Goswami said, O chastiser of enemies, Krishna and Balaram, having executed all necessary purification, then heard the kettle drums resounding at the wrestling arena. And they went there to see what was happening. Purport. Srila Sridhar Swami explains the word Krita Sucho, having executed all necessary purification, as follows. 2 days previously, Krishna and Balaram had executed their purification, their relief from offense, by performing heroic deeds, the Lord reasoned. Even after we have made our power known by breaking the bow, and by performing other feats, our parents still have not secured freedom. Kamsa is again trying to kill them. Therefore, although he is our maternal uncle, it will not be wrong for us to kill him. They assured their offenselessness by this reasoning. Translation once again. Shukadeva Goswami said, O chastiser of enemies, Krishna and Balaram, having executed all necessary purification, then heard the kettle drums resounding at the wrestling arena, and they went there to see what was happening. Om Ajnana Timarandasya Jananjana Salakaya Chakshuran Maritam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupakadam Ayam Dadati Swaparantikam Vanchakalpatrubhyascha Kripasundu Behivacha Putitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnadeva Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasati Guru Bhaktivinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Kam karoti vatalam pangum lankai te girim yet kripatamam bante shi gurum dinataranam shi panamandamattavam shi chaitanyeshwaram. So it's nice to be back in home turf. Melbourne is most attractive. As I came in the parking lot, there was tons of vans, tons of vehicles, no place for parking. So this is a sign of wonderful preaching. And I can imagine the positive preaching developing when you're reading parts of the Bhagavatam like this, where we're seeing the most amazing, special display of Krishna's pastimes and his leelas. So as you know, Krishna is performing the wonderful feat of breaking the sacrificial bow. And in this way, he's setting kind of a precedent that actually we're not ordinary personalities, Kamsa. You better watch out. In the West, they have these low-rider vehicles. And they have the cars ride very low, especially in near the Mexican border. They have an attachment of making the shocks, fill the shocks up, the air, and the car can boom, boom, boom. And you can, play all kinds of music. It's a sense of power.
the sense of recognition. Of course, this is all perverted reflection of when Krishna, when he comes to town, he lets everyone know about it. So here, in Krishna coming with Balaram, he's his signal to actually have Kamsa, you better wake up, you better let our parents go, etc., isn't being listened to. Because Kamsa, maya sukaya param uvido vimudo, there's a tendency for attachment, carrying unnecessary burdens. And then from mudha, fool, vimudha, super fool. So Kamsa is like the super fool here because he's so attached to his so-called fly-like strengths, fly-like energies. So Srila Vishva Chakrabarti Thakur describes that in relationship to this pastime, that Krishna is known as Rasavai Saha. He is a reservoir of all rasas. And ultimately, he gives different descriptions, as Rupa Goswami follows, about the different realities of devotional service. How there are different features of devotional service. And these different features have different effects on the those who follow. So the problem is that the living entity, due to remembrance of Krishna, is a sense of connection, is a sense of empowerment. But ultimately, when there is forgetfulness of Krishna, maya sukaya, there's a desire for happiness, desire for so-called distress. So Kamsa is relishing. He's, as we're reading about yesterday, he's experiencing, well, the signs on the wall. But he doesn't have the intelligence of how to surrender. Seeing holes in his shadows. And even in Vedic culture, if you step over someone's shadow, this is considered an offense. So ultimately, follow behind someone like Kamsa. He's got holes in his shadow, so then he can like tiptoe right here and there, no problem. Or if he's looking at his reflection in the mirror, his head is there, but he cannot see the head. So then there's a definitely an inauspicious situation for you ahead. Without the head or with the head. It's amazing how we see here that Kamsa is making such amazing plans to circumvent the Lord's position and power. So Ishvara Mahambogi, Siddhanam Balavan Sukhi, the demon is thinking, I am so powerful. This person's my enemy, let me conquer him. To see, big head, So it becomes a problem. And you don't develop. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Dami Bhuti Yogam Tam, I will give one intelligence how to surrender. But what is the problem for the demoniac mentality? They're trying to enjoy separately from Krishna. They're trying to become Krishna or, like a thief, enjoy his opulences. So it's amazing. We study Kamsa's position. And if we look at how he is trying to manipulate, he is trying to control things that don't belong to him. He's so attached to the power. Was a famous saying, power corrupts. Wasn't the other point? Power corrupts and corrupts absolutely like that, One devotee sent this video to me yesterday from the Bronx, New York City. It's a... it was a video of this thief breaking into a liquor store. And it's entitled, Bad Burglar. So it has every camera, every store has various cameras. So the outside of one store has the camera, and he's like, wallowing over the fence, climbing up and falls to the ground. Oh. Then it shows the camera, he's getting up again. And he gets on the roof. And the next part of the clip shows the inside of the store, where you see parts of the roof falling in. He's breaking a hole through the ceiling. Parts of the ceiling coming in. Then, more parts. And all of a sudden, this big, big body, falls. And lands on all of the wine bottles, and almost gets knocked out. You can really see the caption, Bad Burglar. So then he wakes up. And he's a bit intoxicated. And he goes to get a cart. and goes around the store with a cart, putting various wine bottles in there and cigarette. Didn't even bother with a cash register. I think he knows there's never any cash in the cash register. But he's taking a few cigarettes, you know, a few wine bottles from the racks, you know. But now he's got his cart full of wine bottles and cigarettes, whatever, you know. And next question, how to get out? So you have these, what do you call them? The, you know, like there's, you know, and you have lots of weights. There's, what do you, Raleigh? What do you call them? The trolley. Yeah, so you have a trolley, right? You know, and so he takes the trolley and starts trying to put it sideways through the door to kind of, to break open the door. And that didn't work, so he takes the trolley and throws it against the, you know, fiberglass pane. You can't break fiberglass, you know. Oh. So, you know, plan A, plan B fails, plan C. Get a ladder and try and climb out the hole you came in. I mean, you're talking about a ceiling, so then they get the ladder up there. It's all on videotape. I mean, it's just like, a bit, I mean, it's sad, but a bit hilarious. Because you can see comparisons. See, for devotees, you see comparisons of how living entities, the jivatmas, are trying to enjoy their kamsa consciousness in the material world. So he has a ladder and he's trying to climb out, and one foot's on there. It's kind of like doing a tap dance. You know, tick, 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 you know, cause he's just reaching up at the hole. And then he goes up, and all of a sudden, he falls down on the entire shelf of wine bottles, making a big mess. He tries again and falls down the next shelf, next door. The whole place is a complete mess. So then, finally, he just goes to, puts a bucket and sits next to the door, pulls out one of his cigarettes, and just waits for the police to come get him. And you see his big, you know, you see his policeman come to the door, and he pays his full dandavats to the police. In crime circles, this means you have no, you're not armed, you're not, you know, so they open it anyways. So this is the nature of the living entity in the material world, that one's trying to go through the rows of material pleasures, the rows of material bodies, experiencing one situation after another, mrityu sarvaharascham, experiencing the most phantasmagoria realities of birth and death. So you can kind of meditate on these points. How he's, you know, that the living entity is trying to enjoy separately from the Supreme. So it's like breaking into this liquor store in your own strength, trying to take things that don't belong to you. And then there's no way out. You are locked in. You are simply locked in there. There's no possibility. So for a Vaishnava, sadhanakara, bhajanakara, murtli janli hoy. Okay, we see we're locked into a particular situation, so we make a reality check. We make preparations. Because ultimately, at the time of death, all your preparations, all your appointments will be tested. All your deposits in spiritual culture will be tested. And ultimately, Maya has the last laugh. Again, punar mushika ba. Oh, that you think you're so powerful. Even it's describing the whole pastime of where the mouse is given some benediction to become the cat, to become the jackal, to become the leopard, to become the tiger, and then finally, the yogi, the tiger. What is a tiger like? Nice, soft, vegetarian yogis. And then, oh, punamishika bhav, you become a mouse again. So in other words, we've gone through so many different bodies, from experiencing what it's like to be Lord Brahma to very embarrassing species to the human form and downward. We experience in so many different situations. So Kamsa is a wonderful personification of this great, most toxic values. He's getting darshan of the Supreme Lord. And then he goes on. He's bent on trying to attack Krishna's devotees. So yes, he hasn't learned his lessons. He's not releasing the parents of the Lord. And then he's invited, oh, come wrestle this glowworm Chanura, Mostika. They will kill you. I mean, this is mundane mundane plans. So it's interesting that Krishna and Balaram are invited to come to this wrestling arena. There's the Tanora and Mushtika ready, you know. Now, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur describes how this is the most amazing pastime because, as you see, Krishna is going to come into this arena, this wrestling arena, and we're going to see different relationships, different rasas being experienced in all directions with the same Supreme Lord. And it's amazing. The only way we can enter these rasas, or we can understand these personalities, we can understand this Bhagavad discourse, is ultimately we have to give up our preconceptions. We have to give up our misconceptions of cause and effect in this world. We have to purchase a ticket on causeless airlines. In the causal ocean, on the material side, we see there's action and reaction. There's laws. A reaction is corresponding to reaction. Goes around, comes around. But in the across the causal ocean, in terms of Vaikuntha planets, is a different sphere of existence where there is no cause or effect. Things are naturally. Of course, yes, Krishna is the cause and effect in himself, but not as we know it in this material field. So as we approach the Supreme Reality or the escape or to understand these leelas and pastimes, we have to absorb ourselves in this purchasing a ticket on the causeless airways. In other words, ultimately, ahoy tuki apratiyata, that ultimately devotional service is unmotivated, it's unbroken. So as you're trying to break out of the material field, the perfect escape, you're trying to break out of the material prison house, we have to always keep our eye on the Lord's pastimes and leelas and how, by hearing them daily, there's a purification of the heart. That by absorbing these pastimes within our life, by associating with those who are living these pastimes, then we can understand matter and spirit and the controller of both. There's a nice pastime about how Lakshmi Devi, she wanted to enter into the Rasa Leela with the Lord. So she wanted to have, to enter the Rasa Leela, you must have a gopi body. So then Yogamaya gave her a test. You've all experienced tests in this world. She asked her three questions. First of all, Lakshmi Devi, are you prepared to take birth from the womb of a gopi? And she was thinking, I am the goddess of fortune. To take birth from the womb of a gopi? I mean, this is, no. In so many words, no. You know, you have that, you know, you're, okay, number one test failed. The next question, Goddess Lakshmi Devi, are you prepared to pick up cow dung on the from all the various parts of simple village areas? Me picking up cow dung? Whenever I go to Vrindavan, I always go to the various parts of Arshana, the backwoods of Arshana, or Radhakund, or Govardhan. And I take photos of all the Damvasis. And they love it, the most photogenic people in the world. And they love having their picture taken, especially when you have a digital camera. You can show them the backside of the camera, like, whoa! They're like complete ecstasy. I've faced different bridge Vasis with pointing drills at me, jokingly. One Mataji, and Govardhan, was very embarrassed in the path as she ran into her house, and you know, the whole family was there, so I came in and started taking pictures, and the whole family was in complete ecstasy to see here a dancing white elephant has come to our backyard, fearlessly. So anyways, we see how Krishna consciousness is a matter of appreciating that most mystical reality of service to the Lord. So anyways, unfortunately, Goddess Lakshmi, she failed part two. No, I will not pick up I will not pick up cow dung from the path. So then Yogamaya said, uh-oh, this doesn't look too good. Doesn't look too good at all. She's failed the first question, wanting to take birth from the womb of a gopi. Second, Do you want to actually pick up cow dung? Now, here's the third test for Goddess Lakshmi. Are you ready to run out in the middle of the night to meet a paramour, leaving your husband aside? Can you imagine that? In the middle of the night. And she was thinking in terms of relations with Lord Narayan. How for me to leave my husband to be unchaste? This is unheard of. So she'd failed. She failed the three questions given by Yoga Maya. And ultimately, I'm sorry. You do not have the qualification to enter into Krishna's Rasalila dance. You don't want to become a gopi. How can you expect to want to enter these pastimes? So then in this way, we can see, ultimately, this most exalted association, one has to have great qualification that's there. So yes, as we approach these pastimes and leelas, we see that there has to be a most powerful qualification of heart. So this pastime, the devotees are coming together. You see, it's like we see the big sporting events. You know, you have the big cricket matches or footy ball matches. It's like a big wrestling arena, and all the personalities are coming together. And there's the same Krishna making sense towards different personalities like Yashoda, Nanda Baba, making a difference towards the gopas and gopis, towards the different Vrishni kings. The same personality is actually manifesting different features, but the same Krishna. So it's amazing when we study our particular service, we have different devotees and different orientations of service. They're being attracted, they're being inspired in different ways, different capacities. But it's a matter of humility to understand, to enter into these pastimes, because the Bhagavatam shouldn't be placed just in a pedestal to the extent that these pastimes don't apply to us. But the Bhagavatam refers to beautiful stories and glorification of the Supreme and devotees and service to the Supreme. So then we want to apply within our particular service how we can enter into these pastimes, how we can understand them. Because Kamsa had a demoniac nature. He had a challenging nature. So he couldn't understand. Just like when Ravan, he went to secure the help of Bali Maharaj to kill Ram. So he had to pass through a certain doorkeeper. There was Trivikram was there guarding the door. And he would approach the door and he put his club out. So then Ravana is thinking, I'll use my mystic power and become very small. Like this. And then, I'm just kind of joking, but you see how Vamanadeva took his club behind his back and over here and stopped him that way. And he went another way, but he stopped him with his toe. Interesting. And then he lifted up his toe and then he could get through. And Bali Maharaj was amazed. How did you get past my doorkeeper? Actually, the acharyas describe that he had to be touched by the Supreme Lord before he could have the opportunity. He was such a terrible demon in order to get the opportunity to benediction to be killed by Lord Ram. So anyway, he's asking Bali Maharaj, look, I need your help. I've got to kill this Ram. And Bali Maharaj is thinking, hey, wait a minute. You have never come here for any sacrificial, sacrifices. You've never come here to assist me. And now you come here with your motivation to kill Lord Ram. So then he goes, okay, I'll help you. But first of all, I want you to accept a gift. And you have to pass a particular test, then I'll surely help you. So then he went out to the cosmic background, the universe there. And he asked Ravana, okay, what do you see over there? And he goes, wow, mountains and big jewels. Wow, a mountain of jewelry. How nice. So then Bali Maharaj says, you just pick up one of the jewels and I will help you kill Ram. So then you have, you know, Ravana is going over there and couldn't lift one little jewel, one little teeny jewel. He was so strong, as Maharaj just mentioned yesterday, he'd, you know, pick up the, you know, sacrificial bow like that, but, you know, ultimately, he couldn't even, he couldn't dodge a little jewel like that. So in this way, Bali told him, back up a little bit. I want you to get a perspective on things. And then, so what do you see? He backed up, and what do you see, Ravana? Ah, looks like an earring. Ah, correct. You know whose earring that was? That was your earring. Hiranyakashipu in a previous birth. And you were devastated by Nrisingadev, and who do you think you are? In this birth, you can't even pick up part of the jewel, part of the earring, and you want to kill the same Lord Ram. Ah! So then Hiranyakashipu, Ravana, just befuddled. And he went back to the battlefield the next day. But he also, because of demonic mentality, he went out and fought Lord Ram. But even Lord Ram gave him a chance. He gave him a chance. Ultimately, you know, he defeated him in battle. You go think about it a little bit, you know. But you know, Ravan has more than one head. They have a saying, you know, one apple can ruin the whole bunch. Because nine heads says, give Sita back, give Sita back, give Sita back. Ah, one head. Forget it. She's mine. Halamati. Everything belongs to me. And then, don't give her back. Yeah, right. She's ours. And then the battle took place the next day. Then finally, Lord Ram, finished. So this is a reality for the demon. Mrityusarva harashchaham. Oh, you know, if you want to equate with me, if you want to challenge me, if you don't understand rasavayasaha, that Krishna's a reservoir of rasas, then I'll make some adjustments. They have the blamers of God, those who atheistic, agnostic class, who try to challenge the Supreme, then ultimately the Lord will make arrangements. He'll change the equation. Ultimately, I'll come after you at the time of death. And you get your just desserts. But ultimately, the Lord, He's with Antaryam, He's the Lord in the heart. He could easily jump out from the heart of any so-called demon. But in this pastime, in this Leela, the Lord is using this confrontational reality. Because in Golok Vrindavan, there's only rumors of obstacles. There isn't real demons who fight. The rumors are there to create a certain intensive atmosphere, but we have to come to Bhomlila pastime to see the real obstacles that are there. So it's interesting. Here we're seeing how devotees are becoming drawn together by this wrestling arena to actually witness, to experience different orientations, different types of relationships with the Lord. So in order for us to perceive these pastimes, we have to give up our attachment to material culture. Just like these doors, they have a particular function. And I guess any time of year we get lots of mosquitoes. Not so much in Melbourne, huh? A little bit? Anyways, the door performs a function. Keep the cold air out or keep the mosquitoes out. So we use that door to go gain entrance to the temple room. So ultimately, through that doorway of material sense gratification, though we try and enjoy the senses, we're trying to develop happiness in so many different ways, that the misery, the degree of material sense gratification or consciousness separate from Krishna that you want to engage in, the equal degree of misery. So the same door which has functional abilities to bring us into a building, well, the mosquitoes and the cold air can come and give you a little bit of a, shall we say, the just desserts of the Kali Yuga experience. So, material sense gratification is the most important feature to give up and to utilize our propensities in the service of the Lord. And in that way, the material miseries are minimized, and then we begin to use our energies. As I said earlier, how this wrestling arena is bringing so many different persons. We have the gopis who are sitting there looking at the most beloved Cupid personified. then we see how the Vrishni kings are looking. Oh, this is the king of the Vrishnis. He is our worshipful Lord. And then we have the Gopas simply, smack him once. Yeah, good on, you give him a good hit. And thinking, this is just our best friend. But then we have Kamsa, who has a different perspective. He sees him as death personified. He's got a shield ready, waiting. Oh, if he gets past these guys, I'm going to be ready for him. It's like the dung beetle pastime, The dung beetle is drunk and is intoxicated and all the... It begins to think, this elephant who's coming before me is scared of me, and the beetle's playing on the stool, pushing mountains of stool around. And the elephants, everyone knows, elephants don't like stools, so they back up. So the dung beetle, look at the elephant, afraid of me, woohoo, like that. And the elephant's got big ears, so very good hearing. So then the elephant backs up, the story. Backs up, tail out straight, and gives him some more stool to deal with. End of story. This is a nature material culture. People are trying to base so much happiness in their ant, these ant-like existence. Trying to squeeze so much happiness out of temporary matter. So anyway, this sets up. See, Krishna is so expert. We have a play with so many different props. So he arranged his leelas and pastimes to ultimately bring his devotees together. Because, for the demigods and great exalted souls, they get direct box, front row seats with the Lord to watch him from a close proximity. But the persons who are, some of them can't make it in there, And so there are various demons which are entrusted, even as we see the whole Leela of Jai and Vijay. They, want the benediction, ultimately. It's better to have three lives as demons than nine lives as devotees. We want to go back. We want to get back to your service. So the Lord, he makes arrangements. If to fight with the Lord, you have to be qualified. So in this way... the Lord is so expert, he arranges different, box row seats and bleacher seats for his leelas and his pastimes. Because he is a supreme enjoyer. He is ultimately the supreme Purusha. And he is engaging so many personalities in his glorification. Actually, that is reality becomes a person. And he's using each one of us to celebrate his existence. This is Krishna. So this pastime and this leela is so unique because it's bringing so many devotees together, so many personalities to watch him. The gopis are sitting there, this is such unfair. Our beloved is fighting these terrible wrestlers. And Nanda Baba and Mother Yashoda, they're thinking, this is unfair, this is our son. And Kamsa is thinking, this is very good. Like this. Different mentality, same Krishna. Different orientations. So you look within your particular service. As I said earlier, these pastimes, they're leelas. But we, on this plane of service, by the mercy of Guru and Krishna, can enter into understandings as we meditate throughout our whole life. Then in that way, we become immersed in Krishna's pastimes, and this is the perfect escape. This is how we can get out of this material field. So we have to meditate on how our particular service, within our particular field, we have our managers, we have our Sankirtan devotees, we have our pujaris, we have our various ashram personalities from sannyasis, brahmacharis, grihastha. We see there's different fields. And we each have different orientations in a particular, we have each have different types of strengths and weaknesses. And ultimately, there will be a plane, there'll be a day when one can realize one's original service to the Lord according to a particular rasa, according to the particular relationships. But you see, there's a lot of similarities here. There's a kshatriya mentality, how the cowboys, ultimately, in a pure sense, they like to fight with Krishna in a favorable sense to give him pleasure. In terms of, we see how the pujaris are always putting nice garlands on the deities, beautiful shringasan. So nice, we see the Anantashesh, for Nisringadev, we see so many nice little ornaments there to further glorification. How ultimately in the spiritual world, there's so many different personalities, such as the gopis and gopas, placing wonderful garlands on Radha and Krishna. So we can see that this particular service we have is creating an atmosphere, an intense, to awaken our original position. But if we take up a challenging orientation, then we cannot possibly understand what is the purpose of life, what is the goal of life. So this particular arena of devotee association, sadhusanga, sadhusanga, sarvashastra koi, labhamattu sadhusanga, sarvasiddhi hoy, that association is the perfection. It is the complete answer. And when we study how Krishna is making different arrangements, we can appreciate every situation as a blessing of the Lord. Just like when we had the blessing to be in Mayapur during the flood. And during the Gauratik prayers, it was the most amazing. You were chanting the Panchatattva mantra, the Hare Krishna mantra, and to see Gangama coming slowly into the temple. Because during the evening program, Mayapur, they circumambulate the deities. And every time you come in, it's like, you know, there's a little bit more water. So then I was kind of feeling, because everything's very conservative, so I was trying to feel a little more, adventurous. And so I'd run in a puddle and slide like this, you know. Then the devotees start doing it. It's kind of like during the whole kirtan. Gangama is coming in, and there are golden waters. Now, this is such an auspicious reality because Ganga is coming to take darshan of the Panchatattva, which he has not seen as of yet. She's taken darshan of Radha Madhav in previous floods, but also taking darshan of Lord Srinadeva, Radha Madhav, Asasaki, like that. But it's amazing to see how materially an inauspicious situation, your temple, your building is being flooded with water. For a devotee, because it's most auspicious. I was taking pictures, sending them around different websites, and they were all like, actually some amazing photos of devotees in complete ecstasy, in a meter of water, dancing before the deities, swimming around the deities. Even one day I was able to, when no one was looking, kind of open the cage up, no one's looking, swim into Nrisingadeva's altar, touch the Lord's feet like this, and swim out. No one saw me. Actually, what happened was, I was swimming around the deities, circumambulation around the deities, and I heard this big commotion in the temple. Oh, it's like an echo. All these devotees are throwing water, splashing this way and that way, and I was going, this is Maya. What do these guys think? It's a YMCA. So I was, I was going around the deities, keeping away from these groups of, rebellious devotees. I was thinking, what if Jnanivas and Pankajanri saw me, a sannyasi, involved in that? So I was very careful not to even look at the group. But I found out later, guess who was in the middle of the water fight? Jnanivas and Pankajanri. I was shocked to see later, I was going, oh my, I missed a great opportunity. Those devotees, despite a material setback, were frolicking in complete ecstasy. And to go to the morning program, to go to Mangal Artik, and there's only maybe 16 devotees going to the morning program at that point, actually. But you're all on the altar before Radha Madhav. Radha Madhav, life size. You're there right before their lordship. Of course, you have your dhoti tucked up. Hari Sari came a few days and just the swim gear, I was like, wow. Anyways, it was like to be before their lordships, it was like such an intimate darshan. And actually, I put more energy to make it to that, because you have to, the Brahmacharya ashram, to wade over, to wade in, wade through the temple, go past all the columns, avoid all the water fights to get to the deities. But it was such, actually, take it for granted, just walking to and fro, The flood realities, the most ecstatic for 3 days, then the reality set in, especially the water starts going down, cleanup program. But anyways, I can at least say that we are an official Mayapur boy now. We experienced one flood. And you've experienced, Krishna Gurja, what are you? A few? Seven? Four? Yeah, the day comes in my room. Yeah, that was a small one. I remember the one year 2000 went over, almost drowned, speaking like, just kind of like, been around, my poor boy, it's amazing to see what situations materially are devastating for the conditioned souls are actually liberating for the devotees. Just like this very tragic scene in Kazakhstan where the government, the police, and you can see there's, I'm sure you've all seen the videos of them breaking the houses, the different devotees, down like that, and women and children being pushed out into the snow. It's like, you know, the example with Kamsa, you know, his head is there, but he can't see it. So like these demons, their heads are there, but there is no brain reality between the ears, you know. What a demoniac feature. And ultimately, but Krishna's taking care of his devotees. It seems that offerings have been made for the different devotees to give them some living situation. But we see in the nature of the material field, there is always this opposition towards the spiritual culture. So Kamsa represents this opposition. And ultimately, Pritranaya Sadhanam Vinashita Duskritam, the Lord likes to use these different fields for his different leelas, delivering his devotees and taking out the opposing elements. So in a few days, you'll be reading about how the Lord will walk into the arena and defeat Chandora, Mustika, and then ultimately all the wrestlers, and Kamsa will see his end in this body. That the Lord, he's bringing these situations together to actually invoke a sense of continuity, a sense of putting himself in the center, because he likes that attention, and the devotees benefit by giving him that attention. One time when Srila Prabhupada, this is at the time of ISKCON, was becoming very large, and the devotees were in a position to get Prabhupada's less physical association. So Panchavita Prabhu was asking Srila Prabhupada that we're going to see you less and less, Prabhupada, so how are we going to really get to know you? And many of the book distributors who did not really have Prabhupada's physical association so much, but they realized Srila Prabhupada's presence through these Sankirtan efforts, which is available in any service. So he asked Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada, we're not going to get your physical association so much. So how are we going to deepen our spiritual understandings? And Prabhupada said, you don't understand. Just like when I do puja for the deities, I am holding the ghee lamp. I am holding the cloth, the napkin like this. And you are passing these different items to me. So through you, I need your assistance in various parts of the world. I am doing all the management. I am making the devotees. I am building the temples. But I'm using you. I'm giving you an opportunity. So I need your assistance, just like as you assist me as doing the puja to the deities. So in this sense, I'm working through you, so we are always together. Do you understand? So it's amazing when we study how this service to Guru, we're connected with the whole reality to utilize our material abilities in service to the Supreme Lord and become purified. Because ultimately this is one definition of devotional service, that there's purification by absorption and service, there's purification of heart. So it's amazing. Our position is so fortunate. And as we study how we can become Krishna conscious, it is not a experience which is theoretical. Just like we have doctors here, you know, Mahatma, you know, if you try to give someone a theoretical understanding of, you know, how to help someone's, you know, ear problem, or how to operate, or whatever I mean, different service you do, you may explain very nicely. But, you know, to take someone who has nothing to know about medicine, they have to have training, they have to have a culture. So these services that we have are actually giving us a training to the Lord's pastimes, a training on proper spiritual culture. So when we study how the Lord comes into these pastimes, bringing everyone together and delivering his devotees, annihilating the miscreants, we have faith in our particular service. Personally, I never like to talk in front of a lot of people. I never like to go to busy places, but I find myself absorbed in the cities and talking to various groups of individuals. You overcome your material weaknesses for a higher reality, param jasvanavartate, that you experience the higher taste, that Krishna's there. He's watching Guru and Krishna there. They're pushing. It was in this room, actually, as Prabhupada said, that devotional service is so rare. If someone comes to turn one screw in service to Krishna, Krishna recognizes that eternally. He remembers that. So then Prabhupada went on to say that ultimately, if you look amongst you, the devotees are very rare, rendering so much type of service to the Lord that you never know who is sitting next to you. Could be Narada Muni. So look closely. That ultimately, you do not know who's sitting next to you. Ultimately, it's someone who's taking shelter of the Lord. Sa Mahatma Sadurlabha. They are a very great soul, very rare soul. So what do the devotees become? They become insurance policies in service. The principle of serving the devotees. Then we gain access to the three realities, the Nam Seva, Vaishnav Seva, Jiva Doi. The service of the Nam gives us access and how to associate with the devotees, to service. Because we know the devotees are dear to Krishna and they're very dear to the Nam, so we serve the devotees in that light. And by serving the Vaishnavas, the Nam becomes so pleased. Krishna becomes so pleased. Then, by these two relationships, then we go out the door. And we smile at people. We distribute books. We cook for them. We create such a wonderful field of where they can access Krishna consciousness through prasadam, through taking darshan of the deity. So then, these three worlds, Nam Seva, Vaishnav Seva, Jiva Doi, that is there, that ultimately, whatever position, whatever strength, whatever weakness we have becomes a perfection. In the Vanavihar Lila, it's described when the Radha Vallabha, they are walking down the path, and there's one flower. And one flower was a scentless flower. And then the scentless flower is lamenting, oh, everyone knows Krishna doesn't like scentless flowers. So what am I to do? I might as well leave my body in this way and be stepped on by the Lord. At least that can be some perfection for me. So the flower falls to the ground in this way to be stepped on by the Lord. And Radha turns and to Vallabha and says, ah, see this beautiful flower. Please place this flower in your crown. And then Vallabha picks up the flower and places the scentless flower in the crown. The flower is in complete ecstasy because the flower is so much absorbed in service to the Lord, but even while acknowledging there's certain shortcomings. So in Krishna conscious activity, it doesn't matter what your shortcomings are. In contact with Guru and Krishna, your so-called imperfection becomes the topmost perfection. The Lord can use you and you and you in His service. And amazingly enough, you will notice that your particular weaknesses can be used by the Lord to help others out of their weaknesses. It's described, you will not be given a test which you cannot pass if you're simply trying to follow the process. So the Lord is ultimately using His devotees. Yad, yad, acharati, shreshta. He's helping each one of us preach by example. Whether we can make garlands, whether we can distribute books, whether we can manage nicely on behalf of the spiritual master, others are watching us. And we may experience different types of difficulties, we may experience different types of tests, but others are watching. And as you pass your test by remaining dedicated to Guru and Krishna, and then you're finding you can actually go from the walking, the cradle position, to the crawling, to the walking, and someday running in Krishna's service. This is the result of the miracle of parampara. So your so-called tests and difficulties, like the scentless flower, had no scent. But in connection with Krishna's service, had complete, a perfect offering to make. So we all each may have different strengths and weaknesses, but ultimately do not, like the owl in the tree, remain in the tree. It's dark in here, But Krishna Sriya Sam, Mahan Andakar, the actual was the light of Krishna, darkness cannot enter. So you use your strength in Krishna's service. And in this way, you'll be inspiring others. So this is why I was like coming to Melbourne, because there's many different features of service, many different abilities, so many devotees coming together, learn from each other, inspire each other, and work together. And there it is safe. The tumblers will... that you'll make the breakout in this world. This will be your last birth in this world. And if Krishna wants you to come back, that's another field of activity. But ultimately, we want to inspire each other and not be wooden-headed, not be mechanical. You know, like the wooden-headed, you take things for granted. You take the Nam, you take the devotee association. You take the opportunities and service for granted. So by taking, by studying this particular pastime in Leela, Kamsa took a few situations for granted, but we're going to see how the devotees are going to relish Krishna's victory, and how Krishna, he's relishing the victory himself because his devotees have become more attached according to their different levels of surrender. So according to your different levels of surrender, simply become attached to that same Krishna, and you'll be able to overcome any difficulty and inspire others to do the same. So we'll stop there. Does anybody have any questions or comments? All right. Then everyone's in full agreement. All right. Granthara Sri Madhavatam Ki Jai. Jai Guru Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.